This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Thanks for joining me. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotion. Edith Nesbit is a name you may not be familiar with. She was a popular children's writer in the early 1900s, and many kids of that time read her books, including the popular one, Five Children and It. It was made into a movie in 2004. Basically, it's about five children in one family on a summer holiday, and they discover a fairy in a sandcastle. And this fairy can make three wishes come true. And there was the consequences of all that. Well, J.K. Rowling said that she loved the book, which, by the way, is still available. Now, these kids, they had a wish to be beautiful, rich, other things. But, of course, like every true good story, it didn't turn out the way they expected. It brought more trouble than they expected. You might have heard about the old joke about three men who were stranded on a desert island. One day, a bottle washes up on the shore and they uncork the bottle. A genie appears and offers them three wishes. The first wish is to be taken to Paris. The genie snaps his fingers and the man suddenly finds himself standing in front of the Eiffel Tower. Now, the second man wishes they were in Hollywood, and the genie snaps his fingers, her fingers, finds himself on a movie set in Hollywood. And the third man, now alone on the island, looks around and bewilderedly said, "I wish my three friends were back." Now, sometimes your wishes may not be the best. If you were asked, what three things do you want? My guess is that some of us would say money, power, and fame. Really? Well, many people spend a lifetime chasing after these things and may never achieve one of them. It could be a complete waste of time. Maybe you prefer to be healthy and happy, to travel the world, see all the exotic places. Maybe you would wish for poverty to be eradicated or for financial security, or you say, "I'd like a long life." So some people then wish they had different abilities. The Bible's got another perspective which will make sense. The question, what three things do you wish for the most, is not so important really as to how you answer that question. Our answer could reveal our true character and what is most important. And that's another good question for another time. In the Old Testament, we read of one day when God appeared to King Solomon in a dream and said to him, "Ask for anything you want and I'll give it to you." That's in 2 Chronicles 1 verse 7. Wow, what an amazing offer. And what did Solomon say? "Keep the promise you made to my father David. Make me wise. Give me knowledge. I'll need to be the king of this great nation of yours." Well, Almighty God was very impressed by Solomon's answer. You could have asked me to make you rich or famous or to let you live a long time, or you could have asked for your enemies to be destroyed, God says. "Instead, you ask for wisdom and the knowledge to rule my people. So I will make you wise and intelligent. I'll also make you richer and more famous than any king before you or after you." So Solomon was obviously a humble man who didn't want fame or fortune. He wanted to be a better king, to rule his people with discernment. And the wisdom and knowledge that Solomon looked for was the ability to judge human affairs faithfully. He wanted skills, and his humble request revealed a selfless character. He wanted to align his own heart with God. So God not only granted this request, but he did give Solomon wealth, riches, and fame. Very interesting in which way in which God works. But do you note here that Solomon only asked for two things? Wisdom and understanding. Sometimes we pray. We pray selfishly. It was like C.S. Lewis, who as an older man said, "If God had granted all the silly prayers of my life, where would I be now?" If we just pray for a parking space and that's all, we're not giving God much room or much respect. Let's pray that we'll have God's will and an understanding heart. Put God's work first, says the Scriptures, and then all the other things will be yours as well. Heavenly Father, if I had three wishes for life, Lord, what would they be? Give me, Lord, discernment, knowledge, and wisdom. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.